know I've been recording this whole time.
Stop it.
This is good content.
This is great content.
Is that what she said? What did she say when you started crying?
I was like, I love you. It's that third. I told her, because I had every intention on finessing her. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, just using her for cheeks. Mm. Type shit. But then it's like, whole time.
Charming.
I actually fuck with her.
That's what.
Yeah, I think your camera looks good. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us on a new episode of Smoking Fire. I'm your host, LK the God, the Deity, the Mogul. I am here with B-Mac, the Mac Militant.
In person, in the flesh.
In person, in the flesh.
Traveled 1,000 miles to be right here.
Hey, man, 1,000 miles. Like Vanessa Carlton. If y'all don't get that reference, you go watch White Chicks.
Too young.
All right, so Carlson, Vanessa Carlson. All right, where would you like to begin?
Let's start from the top.
All right, let's start from the top. So.
Matter of fact, no.
Oh?
No.
Uh-oh. You want to start with this?
Yeah, we'll start from
that. Okay! Let's start television and film right goddamn now. The Chi is back.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse, The Chi is back. Now, new season just started. A lot of stuff happened. Like I was telling B-Mac, like it's a continuation on what happened last season. Like it's like directly after. And I was telling him like it's a cycle of shit happening over and over and over again. A lot of new elements in the show. So what were you taken aback by the most from this episode? He did a duppy sigh, everybody. That was a duppy sigh.
This nigga. All right. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck do you start with this show?
I know. I get it. It's a lot.
Yep. All right, so Otis Duda, they attempted to write him off in the past, but
yeah.
They brought him back immediately. He's still the villain.
Yeah. Let him have
it,
though.
It's the same show every season. They're trying to switch it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this season, Kevin moved out. That's the follow-up from last season. He finally moved out, got a better apartment than I've ever seen any adult in my age.
Let's stop there. How old is this nigga?
17. He got to be 17. He didn't graduate yet.
Who's paying for this apartment?
I don't know.
Who's paying? I mean, even in our grown-up-ass lives, I was like, bro, this apartment is John Knight. I mean,
the best apartment I've ever seen.
No walls.
Getting their first apartment.
No, you know,
not
no
a roach
walls.
In sight.
What do they call those type of apartments? No, is that like a studio? No walls in the jump? Okay, yeah. He had a studio jump.
Just the four main walls. That's all.
At 17.
17. Nick didn't graduate yet.
Didn't even graduate yet.
With facial hair.
No facial hair.
Better than any apartment I've ever had.
Like, I don't even remember why he wanted to move out so much. Like, I guess the rules or whatever, da-da-da. But I'm like, bruh, you know you gotta pay for this shit, right?
Yep.
And it made me think about what we took for granted when we were younger and all the shit we had to pay for now. Like, we paid car notes and rents and children's stuff and insurance policies, APR financing, life insurance.
He doesn't have a job to get groceries. I guess he wins video game competitions.
Okay.
Okay, that's where we at.
Okay. Now, what else?
All right, let's go to Emmett.
Emmett!
got in the bed with this nigga Duda. Didn't know what he was getting into. Watched him kill a man. Now he's feels like he's in too deep.
To do with himself. And he basically put this nigga on a 360 deal. Look, I'm going to put money in your pocket. I'm going to pay for stuff. I'm going to get you a house. We can make sure your baby mama got a car.
I'm
going
to get you to buy your baby mom, all three of your baby mamas and your girl. Get them whatever they want.
He did buy all three of them cars.
He said, nigga, that you got they all your women. Buy all of them a car. I'm like, the sentiment is, you know, you got money, you know. You got money, then you know, you want to, you know, share that with your baby mamas, you know, make sure they all taken care of, cool. He's just trying to get you in.
You should see the face I'm making right now. Like, all right.
What? We ain't got to talk about that.
What? No, hold on.
Okay, all right. So
What's
the baby mama that's on the show all the time? What's her name?
Tiff.
All right, Tiff. Don't buy Tiff shit. Tiff got money. I said this when I was watching the shit. He shouldn't buy Tiff shit.
She got a nigga!
A rich nigga, that Tiff and that nigga are at the top of this weed empire. She got money. She just didn't want to spend no money to buy a car.
Well,
Tiff had on $10,000 in clothes. I looked when she told him that she needed a car. Fuck Tiff. And fuck you if you thought that he should buy her a car. No, I was joking about that part. But fuck Tiff. His other baby mama's cool because I'm pretty sure that they don't got.
So walk me through it, please, because I do not have any children. Because the whole sentiment of
it made no sense. All right, so what Tiff said made perfect sense. Coming from her, it didn't make sense. Like, oh, you got a new car? Like, I ain't got nothing to drive your son around in. It's because you didn't want to buy a car. You got money.
Okay, so I take that as one. How's that my fault?
It's not.
Two. You could just work harder.
You don't even need to work harder. You have the money.
You got a nigga!
Y'all work together at the top of this weed empire, bro. Y'all got a bomb-ass house. He has a car.
I guess.
You can buy a car. You're not just his love slave. You work with him.
Bruh.
You can buy a car.
As a man, how are you supposed to...
You didn't need a car until you saw me get a new car.
What are you supposed to do with your arms if a nigga bring your girl a car? Like, oh, and another nigga brought your girl a car.
Now, I respect Emmett because he only bought her a Nissan.
How are you supposed to look? Like, are you going outside, somebody bought your girl a car? Like, hey, that Joe look nice, dog. That Joe look cool.
You do exactly what he did. You just stand there.
You look stupid. Yeah. Hey, he still clapped to Jonah in the car, though. So, hey.
Yep.
First thing he did.
She knew it, too.
Same night.
You know, this is how we break this in.
You know what time it is.
You know what time it is. But, yeah, Tiff, he shouldn't have bought Tiff a car. Other baby mama's cool because those are the mothers of your children. Tiff is rich. Tiff had $10,000 in clothes on her back when she came to when she made that comment.
She
can buy a car. You know what y'all niggas said about niggas who caught the bus for years in Jordans? You got Jordans. Go buy you a car. Shut the fuck up now. I don't want to hear that shit.
I'm just taken aback. I got to buy all. I almost called him back.
All right, because you got it. So the other two baby mamas, you got the money.
Okay.
Y'all from inner city Chicago. They ain't got no cars. You get them a car because you got the, you know, you got the income and you can just, you throwing money right now.
Okay.
Get them a car.
That's on Emma for having all them goddamn baby mothers.
Exactly.
It is tricky after that.
They ain't got no cars and you rich out here, you got to at least get them a car. You don't pay child support, get them a car.
That's got to be horrible for women because you already know they're competitive. So you got four baby mothers. You buy one of them a car, all the other ones going to trip.
And they're all getting Nissans. He did right. You get a Nissan.
Get one of them bitches a Ram 4 or something.
Keisha wants a house. All right.
What? Oh, no.
Keisha is your girl now. You buy your three baby mamas cars.
My God, bruh. I'm trying to tell you. This shit is way too political, the whole baby mother racket.
You got women. Duda was right. You got women right now. The one that you with wants a house. You got to get the house. Can't be out here breaking bread with your baby mother.
But she said that, oh, you bought Shorty a car? You ain't tell me. We ain't got no house. You, this ain't got nothing to do with you.
You supposed to discuss. You can't, bro. You living with her. That's your girl. You cannot.
We have a house.
You cannot not tell her. You got to be like, hey, I dude, it was like, you want me to get her a car? Is this right? Like, you and Tiff friends. Like, we can talk about this. Like, should I, you know, how you feel about that? Like, I want to do it, help her out.
Dog,
nigga, you need to have the conversation, bro. You just going, happy wife, happy life. You just making your life hard.
Bro, it's too political. That's why I couldn't be out here with all these baby mothers. Yep. It's too tricky.
If you're going to be tricky. Screaming your seed, bro, you gotta learn politics. You got to.
Nick Cannon.
Good on you. Nick Cannon got politics down pat. Give it to Nick Cannon.
I don't know.
You won't hear any of them say anything bad about that.
Can't nobody convince me he's the best father in
outside
the world.
There's not enough of him to go around, which you got 40 kids.
No, there's plenty of him to go around. That's why he has 40 kids. Right? Yeah.
As far as spending time, it's like you work, so you can only do so much. So that's
like
that's
niggas try to like intimate like, oh, he got a private jet. He could fly over. I'm like, bro, there's not enough hours in a day.
Bro,
it's literally not.
You gotta work. Some of those 24 hours. What niggas work? The average nigga work 40 hours a week. You know he work more than 40 hours a week.
And you're not gonna convince me that all his shorties is cool with the situation.
They're not.
At least one of them is tripping.
Yeah. He just.
If you over here with this kid, this shorty, oh, you'll never come over here like you over there with Keisha.
That's why he don't do social media like that. Respect.
Can't.
Nope.
Can't. All right, what else about this episode would you like to talk about?
Let's go back to Kev.
Oh, Jesus, Kev.
These three little niggas do nothing. If it's one thing that they do, they will keep the same women in their rotation of three of those three niggas.
All right, now, let me break this down for you. Here's how it works. When you have a friend group, this leads into the men being...
It's called a vortex.
Yeah, it's a vortex. When you have a friend group with men and women in it, and of course it's inevitable people are going to start dating each other, and it's inevitable that some people are going to break up.
Some
and,
people even get inside of the vortex by dating somebody. Not your friends with
them. Oh, then you got niggas in the vortex. But basically everybody's going to start dating each other. Now, if you don't want a nigga, for lack of other terms, fucking one of your, you know what I'm saying? You got to go outside stop letting all these people inside the vortex. Now, Kev, first thing that happens when niggas get their own spot, they fuck a lot of bitches. It happens.
Starts with one.
Now, I'm not, a million years ago, we all know that what makes women horny is a nigga who has his access to his own spot.
Of course.
So she knew.
I don't know that.
I don't know either. But I've heard from rap videos. But
none of my friends know either.
Yeah, none of my friends know either.
Two niggas, you know who I'm talking about.
So yeah, I kind of saw where it was going. I'm like, oh, so. You the one cleaning up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
After the party's over.
Last one to leave is going to be the one.
Yeah.
Just so happened to be your man's ex.
And just so happened you got your titties out in this nigga face and he over there looking at you.
Yep.
I do got my own spot.
17-year-olds. They do a lot of fucking in this show for kids.
Hey, look.
You know what, man?
Look.
Jake got your bitch.
Jesus. I can't do it, bruh.
No.
You ain't just about to be...
Yep. In your face. I know this was your bitch.
Mm.
These are children.
Can't
I know
do
this
it.
Was your girl.
Can't do
I know
it.
This was your girl. Now, but listen to me. She's my girl now.
We've seen that.
And she
shit
will be
happen.
In the vortex. She's now in the vortex. You brought her in, I kept her in.
I remember that happening in high school with these two niggas. They was best friends and they ended
which
up
high school?
Dating Surrattsville. They ended up dating the same exact girl.
What's his name?
I'm not going to say any names. I'll write it. I can write it.
You will write it.
Oh, yeah.
I will. I will.
yeah. What's her name like? Kirsten? God damn. But that's the... My handwriting's ass.
I remember her.
Yeah.
That's my man. I'm not going to say that name.
Don't say that name.
That man is married.
Yay!
With a beautiful child now.
Shouts to love, baby. Business. Shouts to love, baby.
He's not going to watch this, but...
We didn't even say his name. But I remember it happening. It was fucking surreal. It was fucking surreal.
We used to be in the same line of business and everything. I forgot about that incident. But my man is thriving now. Shout outs to you.
Hey, I'm just saying, it's a little jarring you standing on the lockers one day, you see two niggas pull up, you know what I'm saying? Yo, that's your girl. All right, cool.
Damn.
And then you go back the next day, you with a whole nother one. So yeah, Kev, you a dirty nigga. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Cause you know Papa is not gonna. Here's the thing. I wish niggas stop acting like they don't have feelings. Cause niggas have feelings. Even if I ain't fucking with, I gotta stop cursing. Even if you and Shorty ain't smashing no more, who's to say I don't still like her, I don't still care about her, and I kinda don't want my friend to hit her. But
yeah, they were still fucking with each other before.
Well, no.
He got into the...
No. But Papa got a new shorty.
Oh, you talking about Papa? Yeah. Oh yeah, 2 years older than him. She's an adult. That's right. But whatever. 19 and 17. Nobody cares about that. Technically, but get your shit off, Papa.
We've seen.
Yeah, wait, no, time out. Speaking of Papa,
way crazier coitus.
Any girl that says she was listening to your podcast,
yeah,
she's interested in you, stay away from her. Because I've heard your podcast. It's not very woman friendly. That's a red flag. You should be finding you a woman that wants to change you based on what she's heard on your podcast.
I don't know. That might make a nigga fold up. Like, she probably folded that nigga up with that. And, oh, you listen to her.
Yeah,
that worked? Oh, shit.
Like, that's a red flag, your podcast.
I like your podcast. Oh, hey, man. Look.
Shouts to y'all.
Shouts to them that hate women. But yeah, man, that vicious vortex. That's why I don't really subscribe to men and women being best friends. It's sticky. It's sticky. All right, what else from this episode did we notice? Oh man. Shorty father.
Yeah.
This bro. Nigga here.
Yep.
Oh man. Look.
First, hey, what Jody what they tell Jody? Mama gotta have a life too. You 17 years old. I'm sorry. Your father, I mean, your mother been gone for how long? That nigga loins ache.
Like, what he said his loins ache. All right, that's the title of this episode. Aching loins.
Like, what is he? I know you don't want to hear that, but it comes to times. I mean, nah, because you only 17. You don't want to hear that. I get it.
I'm having a hard time saying the shorty ain't like a high class pop.
Yeah, she is.
She's been with a whole bunch of
people. She's just. I'm going to call him Mark. I'm all right. I'm going to call him Marcus. It's not his name on this show.
I don't know.
He's a smart guy. Jason Weaver. I'm calling him Marcus. If I say Marcus, I'm talking about him. Yeah, yeah. She fucked him too.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't fuck Luke James because he don't like women.
He don't.
We don't.
He loves women. He just.
This isn't that type of show, so we're not going to.
Bruh, so I'm like.
He love. Whoa.
Okay.
Hey, look, all right. All right, that was a joke. He loves women.
But my thing is...
They just wrote him into this space where he only dates a certain type of woman. And I'm like, all right, I understand that that's what you like, but are you fetishizing them now?
Ooh.
Because that's what I'm starting to feel like.
My thing with Shorty being a high-class pop, like you just said, you let that nigga... Jason Weaver pop, but you couldn't gain anything from that. Like everybody else you was with or attached to, you could have gained something from, but you just smashed that nigga.
I mean, woman needs what a woman needs. Like the nigga that you were seeing out in public with, don't fuck with you. Don't fuck with, you know, you're kind of person.
Yeah.
So, you know, you gotta get it somewhere.
I ain't gonna hold you. If you gonna get, hey.
Why not be his best
friend? Hey.
Y'all aren't together. I mean, why not be somebody he's, you know, you see every day.
Yeah.
That was living with him at the time. I mean.
Who you talking about?
Jason Weaver.
Oh.
They was living with, you know, him and Trigg. It's not his name. He's not Trigg anymore. Where's Reggie? I want Reggie to come back. He's he died off screen, but he's not coming back.
He's never coming back.
Yeah. Shout out to Reggie.
So, for, Shorty?
Reg.
Who? Saudi name that used to go with Kev, but she started going with Jay.
With the hat?
Yeah. The hat?
Frederick Douglass Bush. I ain't got no love for her.
I forgot her name. But yeah, man.
Let me get the names up.
Yeah, like it was funny because they the exact same person. The shorty that her father was smashing and her, y'all kind of the exact same person.
Yeah.
That shit funny.
It's too many fucking names.
What's her name?
I'm about to
tell you. But yeah, like I was saying, if I was her, I don't know her father name, but if I was her father, I'd go that direction too. You could do a whole lot worse than her. You could do a whole lot worse. But you saw how she put the pressure on that nigga though, right?
Yes. Oh yeah. Yes, she should have. I don't know if it's the right type of pressure.
You think so?
The pressure was right, but not right at the same time. Because, yeah, like, where she was coming from, like, you know, it would have made sense if that was his daughter saying it, because that was something that you did need to do. But I can't write this bitch now. But, it was wrong. It was wrong. No, it wasn't right. It was wrong.
I mean, if you clapping a jump in the house, I guess you got to explain to your child, like, what's going on.
Yeah. Exactly. So she was right in that aspect. Like, you know, you got to. You know, this is more than a crush. Shout outs to Boys to Men. This is more than a crush. So, you know, you need to, you know, break this down to your daughter. Like, I'm in here calling you daddy, and she hears it. I mean.
I feel like she did that shit on purpose, though.
Definitely
did. All that yelling and shit. Yeah.
I'm about to say. It needs to. Like, I need this to be. I need this to be solid and secure.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have this conversation with your daughter. Because I ain't going nowhere.
Damn. Told that nigga get down and lay down.
Yeah.
And he did it too, because he liked that
shit.
He
sure did. He made a fool of himself in front of his daughter.
He like, look, you're going to have to get out eventually.
She was like, what? I mean, eventually. Yeah, that's what kids do. You get out.
Why are you talking to me? I just met you, man. Why are you talking to me about moving out?
I see.
Yo, that was crazy.
Dude, this should have killed him.
Dog.
I might call him dude. Oh, this should have killed him.
That was crazy. I'm just now meeting you. Now you're talking to me about move. Who are you, bitch? Who are you?
He's my father, too. That's what she told her.
Oh, my God. Hey, yo, pussy make niggas do crazy shit. All right, what else did I watch? Anything else from the episode you want to talk about?
Nah, that was about it. Show looks to be in a similar trajectory that has been in the last few seasons. All down, but I gotta watch it at this point. I gotta finish it out.
You invested.
Like, I'm not. The only show I ever stopped watching was The Walking Dead.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we're not at Walking Dead levels, in my opinion, yet.
No, not yet.
Because, I mean, there's bad premium TV, and then there's bad not premium TV.
Well,
bad not premium TV is some of the worst shit.
Well, speaking of something that's good, not premium TV, that's a segue. Twisted Metal.
What that come with that premium TV?
No, that's Peacock. Is that premium?
Peacock got it's free and premium.
It is free. Oh yeah, it is free.
I don't know if it comes.
It's free with ads, but $5 without it. It's the cheapest jump available.
Yeah,
streaming service only costs $5. But
I haven't watched it, but I've heard that it was one of the better video game TV adaptations, and then you should take notes on this shit.
Here's
producers
the thing.
Who are not watching, video games work better as series. not movies. Yeah. Stop doing movies.
You can tell shit more of a story. Work. Here's the thing. Here's my thing about it. Okay, so fans of Twisted Metal, which if you're urban, DMV, whatever the fuck, you have played Twisted Metal before. And you have liked it.
Unless you're a kid.
Unless you're one of these kids. I just don't acknowledge people born after 1991.
Yeah.
They're just weird people. You have to explain VCRs to them. I have no regard for fucking 2000 born people. So
they're killers now. So
yeah, they're all killers. There's probably a nigga out there right now. I'm looking at a nigga right now with a shiesty mask on. It's 90 degrees.
Shout out to Rupert Town.
So there's going to be a whole lot of Easter eggs, a whole lot of references. It's funny. Anthony Mackie, you know.
Tupac.
I was about to say that. Tupac. Tupac himself is doing his thing on his jump. Stephanie Beatrice, if you don't know who she is, she's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Great show.
Great show. Very funny. A lot of action. Thomas Hayden Church as the police officer. You know, if you play Twisted Metal, there is a police officer. There is a lot of characters in this joint. And it does what Mortal Kombat did, the movie, the new movie, where they didn't have a Mortal Kombat, but they set it up. But it's better in this because it makes sense. Like, they set up everybody. Basically, you meet all the contestants that's going to be in the tournament, and you interact with them. And then now, you know, we had to. Yes, I'm looking forward to season two. Sweet Tooth, acted by Samoa Joe from wrestling fame, and voiced by Will Arnett. Very funny, very nuanced character. Yeah, it's a really good show. I think everybody should watch it. I give it like a 87 out of 100. I give it that. Nah, 84. I go 84 out of 100. Yeah, Twisted Metal. Go catch that. Also been watching the show called Hijack with Idris Elba. Really good show. It just ended. About 7 episodes. It's about people getting taken hostage on an airplane, and he plays like a world's best negotiator type deal. You know, whatever. All right, something else on TV. The Fight last weekend. Bud Crawford and Errol Spence.
$1,000 in my pocket.
You got it?
Shout outs to y'all. I've been telling niggas for years that Bud Crawford, I didn't say he was going to finish him. I said he was going to whoop his ass, though.
Damn.
That he did. I had it going to decision. Could have won some more money. But I was happy with the results. He whooped his ass. I'm vindicated. Shout outs to all of y'all. Errol Spence this, Errol Spence that. There's a reason he didn't, you know, want to do that. We saw what the reason was. They'll rematch the end of the year. Same result. No, not the same result. Gonna be an ass whooping again. I don't think he's gonna get finished. Yeah. I think it'll be closer to my original prediction, 12-round decision.
Is he gonna make it to 12 rounds without getting blown up? Errol Spence. We'll see.
It's hard. All right, it's... From what I've seen, like, unless you like Deontay Wilder, you don't know, because only person he fought twice, Bermain Stubborn, he didn't knock him out twice. He didn't knock him out the first time. Knocked his ass out the second time. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to knock somebody out twice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to get in there with somebody. I know most of you niggas ain't ever fighting nobody in y'all lives. But, it's, you know, it's hard to get in there with somebody a couple times and then just have the same result. You know, everybody shoots. That being...
B Mac Spicy. Yeah, like like I said,
what to do is shoot people, bro.
Hey man, look,
I know you can't fight,
and they got bad aim too, so it's like a lose-lose.
Shoot
innocent bystanders and shit all the time. But yeah, like I said, I didn't watch the fight. There was another fight last night.
There was.
You watched it?
It's Jake Paul and Nate Diaz. I skimmed it.
They're wrestlers too. They're wrestlers too. At least one of them wrestles.
Yeah, Jake Paul.
Damn, he does everything, doesn't he?
Yeah, get that chicken.
All right.
But yeah, the fight. It was a fight.
So do you think they're rigging this shit?
No.
Okay.
The only thing rigged is who he's fighting.
Ah.
Yeah, you see, Nate Diaz is an MMA fighter who fought at 155 pounds majority of his career. Mm. He fought that boxing fight 30 pounds above that at 185 pounds. Nate Diaz had to gain weight in order to get that weight. And Jake Paul had to cut weight in order to get down the way into that much. That should tell you, you know, his thought process on picking him. He's a big name. Mm. Pretty sure they both made 8 figures. Maybe the low 8s, but yeah, that's an 8-figure payday to fight somebody you're probably 40 pounds bigger than on average. 30, 40 pounds, yeah. Fight went exactly how I thought it would. You boxed an MMA guy who admittedly doesn't throw any kicks or anything like that. He pretty much boxes himself, but yeah, there's levels to boxing.
This ain't the first time he did some shit like that.
Yeah, that's his MO. He fought Tommy Fury, and he came on strong at the end. He did not win that fight.
Right.
Yeah. He fought a boxer and he got boxed. Probably doesn't want to do that again.
No.
I'm gonna go for the 150-pound MMA guy. You know. You get your money.
Get your money, dog.
That shit gonna dry up. The celebrity boxing shit is oversaturated.
Well, until he fights somebody. Like, fight somebody. Yeah, that nigga fight Bud Crawford. Let's do it.
It'll be money.
Have him fight somebody. Like somebody who's really can fight.
Yeah,
he beat your motherfucking ass out there.
Yeah, so I mean, get your money. I got too much to say. I want to get your money.
Oh, shout out to, I do not want to get his name wrong, but one of my customers on my route said his grandson fights Jordan White. He just had a fight on Showtime Boxing and he won. I think he said he beat him in the first round. Knocked him out in the first round. So shouts to Jordan White. Definitely got to check your fights out, man. Another sport, football is back.
Football every week until you get tired of that shit. It's the best sport. It's back.
It's back.
I know we're supposed to be down on football right now because of all of the politics.
I'm still
going to
watch.
Like,
eat a dick. I'm always going to watch football. So, yeah. Training camp has started. Hall of Fame game has happened. Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. You got Revis Allen, DeMarcus Ware. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I forgot the older player's name. Pull up the list, please. So, Hall of Fame game did not feature Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson.
Nope. Teams usually don't start their.
Not gonna happen.
They don't start first preseason game. They don't. They don't play their starters.
No.
Nah. It's for the young guys.
Mm-hmm.
Get y'all shit off.
Mm-hmm.
If you can. Yeah. That Browns quarterback, he got his shit off though.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Can't remember his name, but it's he got his shit off.
Mm-hmm. Saw what they had Stevler out there at one point in time. Streveler.
Yeah. DeMarcus Ware, Thomas.
Zach Thomas.
Joe Thomas. The first NFL lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Oh, Rondé, too.
The real Revis Allen, Rondé Barber.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Howley, Joe Klecko, Ken Riley, Don Corio. That's it.
Yeah. Shouts to all the inductees.
Except for DeMarcus Ware.
Whoa. What's wrong with DeMarcus Ware?
Cowboys. I said it. Fuck him.
Damn. So this might be revisionist history, but Deion Sanders was a dog.
My favorite player of all time. Shout out to the Falcons.
Falcons Deion.
Not Dallas Deion.
Oh, well, that is prime. Prime was prime and felt, but dog, this nigga was a dog. I didn't even know he played receiver.
Oh yeah,
he's playing receiver with the Cowboys.
Yeah, Deion could do whatever the fuck he wanted.
That nigga was insane.
He was a generational athlete. To this day, like, he's one of the rare NFL players who played hundreds of years ago. Who to this day, especially at his position, people still cannot do what he did.
Fuck no.
Like he was a generational,
play in the World Series and in the Super Bowl.
Like he was like a once in a lifetime athlete. You won't see anybody built like that. Like he had the athleticism to just do whatever the fuck he wanted. Mm-hmm. Put me in on offense. I will make a move and I will get a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Put me in returning kicks. I will make a move. I will get a touchdown. Mm-hmm. We already know what I do as a defensive.
He didn't do kick return though. That's funny.
I think he could have.
That's crazy. He only did punt return.
Just in terms of like, you know. I mean, yeah, but that's like the same thing with Devin Hester. Like he made his money returning punts. I don't know. I've never returned a kick in my life. Mm-mm. I don't know, you know, the what it feels like to return a punt versus a kick as far as coverage and blocking, but apparently there's a big enough difference.
Well, he would just break one tackle and step the fuck off. That's what Deion would do all the time. Yeah, shouts to all the inductees. I've seen a lot. I've seen all their busts. They look good. They don't look crazy.
That's a word.
Yeah, the bust, the little...
They chest up.
They bust. Yeah, yeah, so I guess that's all sports. Basketball is basketball. All right, now to the shits.
As far as the shits, the elephant in the room.
God damn! Why'd you? God damn! I can't segue. I can't segue that way.
Oh shit! I can't even. Cardi B.
Cardi B. In the room.
Cardi B.
Good God Almighty!
She assaulted someone with a mic. Bitch threw a cup of ice at her. She assaulted the wrong person with a mic. That person tried to sue. The charges got dropped yesterday, the day before yesterday. So she's no longer in legal troubles for that. Cardi B always gets off.
Yeah.
For shit, you know.
Yeah.
She was picking people in the audience to throw water on her.
Yeah.
This bitch, big ass cup of ice.
Threw it on her.
Threw a cup of ice on her and then said, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I mean,
I need to get out of my concert.
If you didn't see that part of the...
Yeah, somebody recorded from the crowd.
Of the exchange, you didn't know that she was asking people to pour water on her. Previously. So it looks crazy when you just see like her just flip the fuck out and throw a microphone, but you kind of ask people to do this. I mean, I guess the moment's passed.
Yeah, it's a little bit past. Yeah. And she didn't throw water.
She
had a cup full of ice.
Yeah.
It's not what I asked for. I know I was hot, but I didn't ask for that. Ice hurts. You know, nobody says, oh, I'm hot. Throw a cup of ice at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fling it at me. That's,
yeah,
you I know we hate Cardi B, but like, come on, y'all. Let's be real. Didn't ask you to throw a fucking cup of ice at me. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate the gesture. I don't. But, yeah.
Man, look.
So, yeah.
Keep your hands to yourself. Microphones probably hurt like a motherfucker.
Yes, they do. You could hear it when she threw it, even though her mic wasn't on. Oh, it was on. It was on. It just wasn't.
Crazy.
That was the elephant in the room. We can talk about Lizzo now. She in some hot shit, ain't she?
Well, look, here's the thing. I do not want to take sides here because these type of things are divisive.
Nope.
Especially if you want to be politically correct.
Nope. She has allegations.
She has allegations. They're all things.
Yep.
She has to pay a settlement, I think. I think that's going to come down the line.
Yep.
But...
She's came out and professed her innocence. Can't forget that.
Yeah, yeah.
She said she ain't do none of that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We know how that goes. You know, Hollywood can go either way.
Yeah,
you did it or you didn't do it. Somebody might just want some money. But
she might get the kibosh that Jonathan Majors got. He's going to sweep all that shit on the rug, pay everybody off, act like nothing happened. Oh, yeah.
All right, but see, Jonathan Majors, though, some shit came out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why they were wrong for doing Jonathan Majors like that. Like they got some proof on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Girl said that he did this, he did that. They got a recording, her talking to the police. The lawyers pulled it up. She actually didn't know what happened to her.
What?
Police basically coerced her into saying that he did it. It's like I actually don't know how I got here.
What?
They got her. Somebody got eyewitnesses from out in the limo. The incident that she reported that he had put hands on her. Eyewitnesses say no.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
She was putting hands on him. She was actually pulling him back into the car. Mm-hmm. He was able to get out, and he started walking. People mm-hmm. was walking up to him, asking him for his, you know, his autograph. Mm-hmm. After the incident where she claimed these damages and whatnot, they got her on camera mm-hmm. in the club using his credit card, by the way.
Oh, wow.
I believe she stole it. But, yeah, she was in the club on camera without the injuries that she said that she had.
Wow.
All while using his credit card, partying with niggas, you know. All this is on camera. Like, it's not, you know, just lawyer shit. Like, they got, you know, on camera shit. Like, so.
Wow.
You know, he kind of jumped on him, and I don't ever say anything publicly, but I was like, man, guess he did that shit, but apparently he didn't. So shout out to Jonathan Majors.
Yeah. Hey, man, that Mickey Mouse making it happen. Yeah. Like, nah, he ain't do that shit.
That's what I always said. I'm like, nigga, Disney gonna put all that shit under the rug. But he didn't even need Disney. Mm-hmm. We just got videos from everything. So, yeah, shout out to technology.
Shout out to technology. Hey, man, I guess Secret Invasion, I mean, Jesus Christ. But Secret Wars and everything is still on, huh?
Oh, yeah, still on.
Yeah.
The Loki trailer came out. They used his image in the trailer. So mm-hmm. I think that's the first sign that, you know, this shit is finished. They used him in the trailer.
So, speaking of using stuff, it is August. It's still cookout season. A lot of people put a lot of stuff on their burgers and glizzies. But if there was a zombie outbreak or something, right? They'd be like, look, you can stop this, B-Mac. You can stop all this. You just have to get rid of one condiment forever off the planet Earth. Which condiment would that be?
Relish. It's out of there. That shit is gone. It's useless. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, come on. What are we doing?
You don't like sweet cucumbers?
Yeah. Let me get some sweet cucumbers on my burger.
Somebody chewed up already and
yeah, somebody chewed it up, spit it out, threw a bowl of sugar on it and said, here, put this on your burger. Put this on your glizzy. No, I'm not doing that shit.
Well,
get the fuck out of here.
The one that I could get rid of forever is mayonnaise. For no reason.
I'm not a mayonnaise guy.
Does anybody need to put mayonnaise on anything?
Nope. There's always a better alternative.
Yeah.
Unless you like mayonnaise, then you just need to kill yourself.
There are some people who do like mayonnaise. But outside of BLT. Ew. Outside of BLT, mayonnaise is unnecessary. I don't even think it's necessary for the stuff that it is necessary for.
It's not. Potato salad.
Yeah.
It's a condiment, it's not necessary. You cook with it, do all that shit.
Potato salad is a crapshoot anyway. It is. You can't just expect every person to like potato salad. It's either you like it or you don't know anybody who makes it good.
It's fucking starch salad.
Starch salad! Hey, yo. Okay, well, look. I might write that one down, too, as the title. All right, but before we leave, on a serious note, I would like to say rest in peace to Pee Wee Herman.
Yo, that is not that man's name, but I can't think of it, but yeah, rest in peace to that man. Another one fought his battles in secret.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it.
He wrote an apology to his fans for mm-hmm. fighting said battle in secret, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rest in peace to you. That's it. Powerful thing you did writing that letter that you didn't have to write.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
We've all done the Pee Wee Herman dance in our life at least once.
Oh, yeah.
We know the song.
From you.
We definitely seen all the movies.
Unless you're a kid, yes.
Yeah.
Kids, you didn't see the movie or do the dance. Just don't shoot. Yeah.
They don't even know what a VCR is. They're not going to.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Pee Wee Herman. Is there anything else you would like to get to on this episode? I think we covered everything on the list. All right.
We kind of shortchanged the Lizzo thing, but
hey, man.
Hey, look, we don't need to
Hey, man. Because
the niggas, then, yeah. You already
thoughts and prayers to everyone involved.
Thoughts and prayers.
Hopefully everybody gets the result that they want.
Yeah, you've seen the jokes.
But it is funny. It is funny. If it comes out to be true, oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. It's,
oh, boy.
We're never going to find out if it's true. If it's true, she'll pay them. If it's not true, she'll pay them.
Yeah. Somebody's getting paid.
We're actually never going to go. Did Tory shoot Meg?
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
We're never going to know.
Don't do that.
He's going to go to jail.
We're maybe she shot herself. Who knows? I don't know. Hey, I don't know. All right, everyone.
I don't believe that anybody who's looking.
Speaking of shooting stuff, thank you for shooting the shit with the gang today. I have been LK. Okay, I don't want to sound insensitive if she did actually get assaulted or shot or anything.
Yeah,
but
we're not those, because it's not that type of.
Thank you for joining us on a new episode of Smoke with Fire. I was your host, LK the God, the Deity, the Mogul. This spicy tuna roll over here has been B-Mac, a.k.a. the Punisher.
He bossed me into that again.
Tell us why you love him, gang.
In person. Hey.
Oh, man, in person.